It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is a number to call. Please call that number and we'll be praying for you and your needs. Today we are going to talk about heaven. There are so many people talking about heaven, but some people do not know where the heaven is. Some people are saying there are three heavens, some people say there are seven heavens, and some people say there is no heaven. But our Bible teaches us about heaven. If you read in the book of Old Testament, many people did not talk about heaven because they did not know so much about heaven. Very few people talked about heaven, but nobody has seen heaven any time. But only two people we see, they went to heaven. Adam didn't talk about heaven. Noah didn't talk about heaven. Abraham didn't talk about heaven. Abraham only said, I'm going to go to heaven where there is a building which is not built with hand. So everybody were craving to go to heaven, but nobody had information about heaven. We saw first person went to heaven is Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, we read, he walked with God and God took him. But the more information we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. He was a believer. He believed in God. He pleased God. He walked with God and God took him to heaven. Another person we see, Elijah. Elijah also, God took him, and if you want to read about Elijah, that is 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. And so these two people went to heaven, but many other people who were righteous people, they never went to heaven, they never saw heaven, and they are all waiting. Some of them were in the paradise, but their paradise was different. Now I don't have time to talk about that, but the point I'm making, Jesus Christ only one told us about heaven, because the Word of God says in St. John chapter 1 verse 18, he says, no man has seen God any time, but the only begotten Son who was in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed us who God is. So the people didn't know about God. That's why today in different religion, they have their own idols, they have their own thoughts about God, and they worshiping the creation and not the Creator. But we know Jesus Christ came from heaven, and he told us so many things about heavens, and he was preparing us to go to heaven. He says, my Father lives in heaven. And if you want to pray, he said, our Father, which art in heaven. So he was trying to say, I'm coming from heaven, my Father lives in heaven, and we are going to go to heaven one day. And so he prepared us about heaven. But the Old Testament tells us very little about heaven. Even the Moses was talking with God, and he heard the voice of God, and the Word of God says when he was giving the commandments, they heard the voice of God, they heard the thunder, and the people start saying, we don't want to talk, we don't want to hear God, you talk to us. But the Word of God says, God did not come to earth at that time, he was talking to those people from heaven. We read in Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 to 22, if you read, it says, God was speaking to them from heaven. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15, Moses says, look down from look down from your dwelling place from heaven. And then he says, bless us. So, all these Old Testament people, they knew God is in heaven, his throne is in heaven, and God talks to us from heaven. We read in 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon is praying, and what is he saying? He says, your dwelling place is in heaven, and you bless us from heaven. And so, God's dwelling place is in heaven. God hears a prayer. Here he's saying in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 27, he says, priests and Levites, they prayed, and their prayer went to heaven. And so when we pray, our prayer goes to heaven where the Father lives. And so people are praying, and God is listening to our prayer from heaven. The Word of God says, the God is in heaven, and we are craving to go to heaven, but people cannot see heaven with their naked eyes. All the people can see with a big, telescope, they can see the stars and moons and different things, but nobody has seen heaven. When the astronaut and cosmonaut, they went to moon, one person starts saying, Russian man, I came here and I don't see God. But American astronaut says, I feel so close to God. And then when he came down, he became a missionary, and they call him moon missionary. So some people can feel the presence of God, and some people say there is no God. The same way in the world, there are two kinds of people. Some people say there is God, some people say there is no God, because different religion teaches different things. But we know about God. Why? Because I just said a few minutes ago that no one has seen God any time, but only begotten Son, who was in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed us. So, somebody says, why cannot people see God? Jesus Christ says in St. John chapter 4, verse 24, he says, God is spirit, and whoever wants to worship him, they should worship him with the spirit and truth. Can we see the spirit? No, spirit is just like an air. You cannot see the air, so we cannot see the spirit. So you cannot see the spirit of God. That's why people are confused, and they say there is no God. But Jesus Christ said, I came from heaven, I came from my Father's bosom, and I know the Father, and he knows the heaven, he knows everything about heaven. So he was telling us about heaven. We will be learning a lot about heaven in the New Testament, as well as his disciples talked about heaven. But in other religion, there is nothing about heaven. They cannot tell you about heaven. One other religion, I'm not telling the religion's name, but they say they have seven heavens. At least we say in the Word of God, we have three heavens, and one heaven we talk about, this is atmosphere, or what you call, where the cloud is, where the bird flies, where the airplane flies. This is the first heaven. The second heaven is where the sun, moon, and stars are. And the third heaven is where the God lives. This is where the God's throne is. The Word of God says in Psalm 103, verse 19, he says, the God has prepared his throne in heaven. Or God has established his throne in heaven. So God lives in heaven. And so God controls everything from heaven. He listens to our prayer from heaven, and he answers from heaven, and he talks to people from heaven. Only for one person saw God, he says, that's a Jacob. You read that in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 and 13. He saw like a ladder going to heaven, and top of the ladder, the Lord was speaking to him. And so he says, the angels were ascending and descending. And then that's example Jesus Christ also said, you will be seeing the Son of Man going to heaven and the angels will be ascending and descending. That you'll read in St. John chapter 1, verse 51. But the point I'm making, Jesus Christ was the only one talk about heaven. And so Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. And so if Jesus Christ is the truth, he is telling the truth, and I have to believe what Jesus Christ said. As I said, in the Old Testament, we just learn about his throne is in heaven and he talks from heaven. And Isaiah chapter 66, the word of God says, the Lord says, my throne is in heaven and the earth is my footstool. So that means God lives in heaven. Our God is a holy God. And the angels in heaven say, holy, 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 holy unto God. So God never came to this earth. The people are saying, oh, God came to earth, talked to Moses, or God came to earth, and God took the form of man. That is his son, Jesus Christ. God never came to earth, even though we learn in Isaiah, Emmanuel means God with us, or the Saint Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, we read God with us means Emmanuel. But that God with us was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God the Heavenly Father never came to earth. He lives in a spirit form. He is in spirit. No one can see God. Only if you want to see God, you can see in the spirit. Only one person saw God, and that is the Stephen. He was on earth, but he was able to see God. That is, you can read in a book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 55 and 56. He says, I see the heaven open, and he says, Son of Man is standing at the right hand of the Father or of God. That means, even though he was on earth, naturally, no one can see God from earth, but only one person, Stephen. He was the child of God, he was the servant of God, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was able to see God and the God's Son, Jesus Christ, standing in front of his Father or right hand of his Father. So you can see we have the proof that God is in heaven, his throne is in heaven, and he talks to us from heaven, and he hears our prayer from heaven, and he controls everything from heaven. Even though his Son, Jesus Christ, came to this world to take our sin and give us salvation, he died on the cross of Calvary. He took our sin, sorrow, sickness, disease on the cross. And the word of God says, with his stripes we are healed. We are children of God living in this earth, but we have one desire, that we want to go and see our Heavenly Father. And Jesus Christ told us, I'm going to go to my Father. I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. We can read that in St. John chapter 14. If there are so many mansions in the heaven, but he says, I'm going to prepare a special place for the bride. And then he said, I'll come and take you with me, and then we will be in heaven. Now, in this earth we are living, and people are satisfied living in this earth. Why? Because this earth is very beautiful. We have oceans, we have different kinds of fish, we have mountains, we have so many fruit trees, and different kinds of beautiful places. Each and every country, they talk about beautiful place in their country. And so that's why people are visiting one country to another country. But I never saw one man could say, I went to all over the world, and I went to every state and every corners and every mountains and every place in the world. No one can see it. So the world is very small comparing to heaven. It's a very small planet. There are much bigger planets on the second heaven. But nobody is able to go and live in another planet yet. Only one planet is Earth, smaller than any other planet, and God made this very beautiful. So if this world is so beautiful, so how much the heavenly place where the God lives, where the heaven is, how much beautiful will be? But the people, when they see this earth, they said, I don't want to leave this earth. I want to leave this earth forever. And that's why some different religious people made a different theory, that we are not going to leave this earth. We will be here for eternity. And Jehovah's Witnesses start saying that, and then some of the ministers start saying that, and they will take the Bible scriptures and they say, this earth will never pass away. But the Word of God says so. We will be learning later on. The Word of God says the heaven and earth will pass away. And God is promising us that God is going to make for the believers a new place, a new heaven, New Jerusalem. And there we will be living. Even though we saw the New Jerusalem coming down, but it was not coming down on this earth. 100 years ago or 200 years ago, people start thinking the world is flat. The earth is flat. But now it's proven the earth is not flat. This is a planet. This is a circle. And is hanging in the atmosphere. People do not know that God is a powerful God, and He has created this universe so wonderfully that no one can understand. They are trying to make theories according to their wisdom, how God created the earth and how God created the stars and this and that, and they are fighting over it. But I'm not worried about this earth. I'm not worried about this the second heaven. I am craving to go to third heaven, where our God lives. And so our God has prepared a place for us in heaven. The Word of God says He has established His throne in heaven. So He lives in heaven. Now Jesus Christ came into this earth and He did the salvation plan. He died for us. He rose again. And He went to heaven, and now He has given us the hope of resurrection. So the Christian people are believing one day when we die, we'll go to heaven. Why? Because the Saint Paul says, absent from this body, present with God. So we believe that when we die, we'll go to heaven. You remember when the thief was on the cross and he said, Jesus, please remember me in your kingdom. What Jesus says, today, you will be with me in paradise. And so He gave him hope of eternal life. So we see in the Bible there is a paradise, and there is a throne of God where the God lives, and there is a place for the bride called New Jerusalem. We will be learning this later on, but I would like to tell you the heaven is not a tiny little place. When you study about heaven, first of all, we want to establish that heaven is not on this earth. And God is not going to come to this earth to stay with us. Because He is in heaven and His throne is in heaven. And we learn that Jesus Christ's ministry, He came as a savior. And now He is a mediator. And He is coming as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the Jesus Christ is in heaven right now. And the Word of God says He controls everything from heaven. And so Jesus Christ is in heaven. The God the Father is in heaven. And God the Holy Spirit is in heaven. But as I said, the Spirit has no boundary. The Spirit can move everywhere. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit is a person. The Son is a person, and He was also in the spirit form, and God is a person, and He is in the spirit form. But with our naked eyes, we cannot see God. only we can see God in the Spirit. So, as I said, and the Word of God says, Stephen was the only one who was able to see God when he was on earth. They were stoning him, killing him, and he said, I see the heaven open, and I see Jesus Christ, Son of God, or Son of Man, standing at the right hand of Father, or right hand of God. So how can he see God? Jesus Christ said in St. John chapter 4, verse 24, God is Spirit. And if you want to worship God, you can worship God with the Spirit and truth. We cannot see God with our own eyes. But Stephen saw him. Why? Because you can see in the Spirit others person who is in a spirit. And so we will be able to see God as the Stephen saw God on earth. And he saw he was in heaven. So when we go to heaven, we will see God the Father, we'll see the God the Son, and we will be like him, and we will be living in heaven for eternity. That is the hope for the believers. If we are living for this on this earth for eternity, this earth is cursed. Even the Jesus Christ took the curse away, and our curse is gone, but still this earth is groaning and waiting for redemption. And so only redemption we can see. This earth and heaven will pass away, and God will make a new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. That's the plan of God. But at the same time, the God who lives in heaven, that heaven is not going to change. That heaven is not going to move. Because the book of Hebrews, we read, all the things we see with your eyes, they will be shaken, they will be moved, but God, where he lives, God's throne will never be moved, and God's place will be never be moved. And that's why some people are saying, in heaven, I did not see a temple. In New Jerusalem, I didn't see the temple. And so the people are thinking, there is no temple in heaven. But if you read, the Word of God says Jesus Christ will be the high priest, and we will be the priest, and we will be doing the priest job for eternity. So we will be talking to you about that later on. But the point I'm making, God lives in heaven, and we should be craving to go to heaven, don't satisfy to living in this earth. My time is almost gone. But let me tell you, our God is a prayer-answering God. As I said, I'm going to pray for you. If someone is hurting, somebody's depressed, somebody heard the news that you have cancer, or somebody heard that you have incurable disease and doctor cannot do anything about it, Jesus Christ is a miracle-working God. He came here and proved it to us that he did signs and wonders and miracles, and he was the Son of God, and he was God himself. He has given us the same power. The book of St. John chapter 14 verse 12, he says, whatever the miracle I did, you will do also, and you will do greater miracles. So I believe that God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. If you never call upon Jesus, and if you never tell Jesus, please touch me, heal me, delivered me and set me free, I guarantee you, Jesus Christ is going to touch you and heal you. Whatever your sickness and disease you are having or suffering, just call upon Jesus. And he is right there wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. Put your hand on your body. Whatever the problem you have, incurable disease you have, I can pray for you. I believe our God is a miracle working God. Touch your body and let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person who is watching or listening to this program. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is a miracle-working God. Our God is not a dead God. He is alive. He can take any sickness and any disease. He can heal every sickness and every disease. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. I believe that God heard my prayer and God heard your prayer, and you're already feeling that you are healed. Try to do the things which you are not able to do before. Anything. If you are not able to see, try to read the Bible. If you are not able to hear, try to hear. If you are not able to walk, just get up and walk. If you are not able to bend, try to bend yourself. Do the things which you are not able to do before. I believe that God has touched you and healed you. We are the people of God. We are going to live a healthy life on this earth, telling and preaching and teaching others and telling them about the good things about heaven and preparing people for heaven. We have a great hope. We are the heavenly citizens and we are going to go to heaven. So we are going to give the good news to people that when you say salvation is perfect, healing, deliverance, and sin forgiveness, and everything comes in a package. So I believe that God has started a good work and He has already touched you and healed you. I'm going to pray for you and your families. If you never give your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. And you tell others that Jesus Christ is real. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person who is listening or watching through this program. Let them give their heart to Jesus Christ. Let them call upon Jesus. I pray for their families. I pray for their children. I pray for their needs. And let each and everyone be blessed. And let them know our God is a good God. He has started a good work and He's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen and amen. Dear friends, we are learning about heaven. This is just the first part. We are going to learn more about heaven. Let us be excited about heaven and going to heaven. Don't be satisfied to stay in this earth. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. God bless you all. Thank you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.